From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Imagine if your hands shook so badly that you couldn't even lift a glass of water. Well, that's what life is like for millions of Americans who suffer from essential tremor disorder. The condition can be devastating if you're a musician. And that was almost the case for guitarist Richard Crandall. The musician found a way to continue composing and performing, as Joel Rose reports.
Richard Crandall started playing guitar when he was a kid, but he didn't really take it seriously until the late 1960s when he heard guitarist John Fahey. For Crandall, it was a revelation.
With an acoustic guitar, you could create a whole orchestra. In other words, I could play these solo pieces that sounded fine just the way they were.
In the early 1970s, Crandall left his job and his marriage in Buffalo, New York. He moved to the West Coast and started writing songs of his own. Crandall settled down in Eugene, Oregon, and eventually opened for Fahey. Crandall's occasional roommate, Mark Zorn, says his friend's guitar rarely left his hands.
He was always practicing. It was just a joy to have music in the house like that.
Crandall went on to record half a dozen albums. One of his tunes was even recorded by another of his idols, Leo Kottke. But Crandall never achieved Kottke's level of fame. And these days, the guitar seems to cause him more frustration than joy.
If my life depended on it and I had to play the dance section of Be Good or Be Gone, this is how it would come out. I can't play it.
Richard Crandall was diagnosed 6 years ago with essential tremor disorder. An estimated 10 million Americans live with the condition, which affects fine motor coordination. In Crandall's case, his hands shake when he tries to write, use a computer, or play difficult passages on the guitar. It was around this time that Crandall got a job offer. A local concert promoter asked Crandall to drive a tour bus for Afro-pop star Thomas Mopfumo and his band. But Crandall had never driven a bus before.
I was petrified because I was responsible for the lives of 14 Africans. I was not mechanical. I had a terrible sense of direction, but they trusted me.
Crandall successfully piloted the tour bus from Oregon to Alabama and back, then parked it in front of his apartment.
They had totally cleaned out the bus. I looked under one of the seats, and I found this imbira, and I said, oh, what's this?
The imbira is a traditional thumb piano from Africa. Crandall's comes from Zimbabwe. It's a flat piece of wood that he holds in his hands, with a row of metal strips across the top that he plays with his thumbs. To his surprise, Crandall discovered that his hands don't shake when he plays it.
I didn't say, oh, I've got essential tremor, I better start playing the imbira. I just like the sound of it.
Crandall taught himself how to tune and play the imbira. From the beginning, he says he wasn't trying to play Shona music from Zimbabwe. Still, he was criticized, not by the musicians in Thomas Mopfumo's band, but by other Americans.
There are little pockets of imbira players around the country who play traditional Shona music, and they sort of look down on you if you change the instrument around or do anything else. But the guys in Thomas's band, they loved what I was doing. They said, Richard, play us a new song.
Before long, Crandall was performing his new songs in public. Even his longtime friend Mark Zorn was surprised by how quickly Crandall adapted to the imbira.
I didn't take it seriously until I was wandering around the Saturday market and I heard these shimmering notes, which could only have been from the imbira. As music does, it just turned my head right away and I moved toward the source, and there was Richard.
Crandall's songs also caught the ear of Mark Zorn's younger brother, the MacArthur Genius Grant-winning saxophonist, composer, and producer John Zorn, who runs a record label and a club in New York City. In 2004, Zorn brought Crandall to the East Coast to record, and he recruited Brazilian-born Ciro Baptista to join Crandall in the studio. The percussionist says he was impressed by Crandall's sense of restraint.
He plays enough, not more than should be. It's great because he plays living space. I could play in the betweens with him. The fact that he played guitar before is a plus for him because he has a harmonic concept of the instrument. And the plus, he have amazing rhythm.
Baptista and Crandall made two records together. They've gotten strong reviews and even made a few critics' top 10 lists.
I'm grateful to have my little imbira. It turns out that I've gotten more attention on that than I ever got on the guitar.
That started to change in the last few years as more of Crandall's guitar music has been released on CD for the first time. Crandall says it's bittersweet to read glowing reviews of his early work.
I used to not think I was quite good enough, or I didn't realize I had how special what I was doing was. You know, I just kind of took it for granted. So now I've got this other gift, you know, of the imbira and being able to do something with that.
Crandall isn't taking his second act for granted. He's planning to record a benefit album for the Essential Tremor Foundation, and he has even bigger plans.
My mission at this point is to calm the world with this music because it seems to be so soothing. And I'd love to play for the inauguration if anybody out there is listening.
And if anyone is going to need some soothing music, Crandall figures it's President-elect Barack Obama. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.
You can hear a cross-section of Crandall's music, both on guitar and imbira, at nprmusic.org.